was here, and I thought, I'm going to do something a little bit different, something that I've done before, but it's more appropriate for this crowd. And as an intro, my daughter lives in South Carolina, and she goes to school in South Carolina. And this was right around the time that we had murders in a church in Charlotte, South Carolina. And so the Ku Klux Klan were coming out, and they were going to do whatever they were going to do, which is hateful. And I said, why in this time period do we still have to be driven to this kind of distraction? And I immediately wrote this, and I love to write poems with children's voices or seniors' voices, and this has children's voices, driven to distraction. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a Negro by the toe, if he hollers, make him pay, hang him up and dry all day. Why are you singing that stupid song? Well, you act like I'm seeing something wrong. I don't want to play hopscotch and jump rope with you if that's what you're going to do. I was just singing to the beat, so when we jump, they'll help our feet. But I don't think those words are nice. And I started to walk away in a huff. She yelled out, "Who told you we couldn't sing that kind of stuff?" I thought about it, and I really wasn't sure what I should say. Why did it sound so bad anyway? My skin was brown, and hers was kind of white. But coming out of her mouth, it just didn't seem right. Well, I said, choosing the words I planned to use, I felt distracted from the things that little children ought to do. I looked up thinking, what would a grown person say? And I finally belted out, because my people shouldn't have to hang from a tree, I said with a shout. Because it hurts my feelings when you sing a song that's not nice. I wouldn't call you a cracker, and I wouldn't call you a speck of rice. Tears began to well in her eyes, and she looked at the ground and said, my daddy taught me that song. Is he crazy, man? Feeling sad, but brave, your daddy taught you a bad thing. But now you know. Don't sing it again, and we can have a puppet show. She smiled, reaching for my hand, and we thought of another song to sing that was wonderful, kind, and grand. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch the children by the toe. If they holler, let them go. With sugar and sweets all wrapped in a bowl. Thank you.
To network, to establish a network of connections, to
to connect to even more money, to buy a home, a second home, a home in the Hamptons. Fill it with children, children that look like you. Join the school board, the country club, a club of council members, members of corporations. Incorporate yourself. Become a CEO. Become multinational. Buy people. Buy stadiums. Name them after yourself. Buy countries. Buy votes. Buy dictators. Call it industry or corporate giving. Wave the flag. Wave it harder than anyone else. Never get angry at the system. You are the system. You're a cog in the wheel, and the wheel needs you. The tires need you. The tires need you to run over the huddled masses. Those masses who yearn to breathe free, who plead with the Statue of Liberty to lift the lamp. Lift the lamp. We all want to be free. Thank you.
Bundles, my hope, you held the keys. In one box was my knowledge from ancient schools and me. Another held the skills I learned to think, to make, to do. Wrapped tight and close against my heart, the bundle treasured dear, the wisdom of my ancestors, their voices proud and clear. I stepped onto this treasured land, joy bubbled from my soul, awaiting that magic moment when I be myself whole. And then began your sorting. One label on my skin, another on my gender, yet more set deep within. You stripped me of my language, my guard you ripped to shreds. Sometimes it almost felt as if you really wished me dead. You moved me to the outside and chased me to the edge. Each time I find my way back, your fear finds a new wedge. It's not your love I ask for, it's not your soul I seek. Just one small chance to be myself and climb internal peaks. I'll give you all the credit and benefits accrued for just the opportunity to be fully understood. So here I stand, United States, my arms outstretched to you to ask you one more time. What are you going to do?
Buenas tardes. Es un honor para mí. Es un honor para mí leer mi poema ante tan excelente persona. Mi hogar.
My home.
He construido mi hogar en tierras lejanas y cercanas, imaginando mi caminar siempre verde, por pinares y desiertos, sabanas y montañas, Amazonas, llanos y tundas.
I built my home in lands near and far, imagining myself walking in evergreen pine forests and deserts, savannas, mountains, Amazon, plains, and tundra.
He construido mi hogar con la gente y mis seres queridos, una visión interracial y cultural en una hermandad universal.
I built my home with the people, with my loved ones, with the vision of an interracial, multicultural, and universal brotherhood.
Mi planeta, hogar, dulce hogar.
My planet, home, sweet home.
Jestem bezdomny. Przez jedną ulotną chwilę żyję w pogardzie twego oka. Przez jedną ulotną chwilę ulica należy do nas, dopóki nie odwrócisz oczu. Wtapiam się w noc. Gdy leżę na chodniku, twój strach pozbawia mnie snu. Jestem bezdomny, odrzucony przez twoje oczy, które przez ułamek sekundy dały mi dom. I'm a homeless man. For a fleeting moment, I live in contempt of your eye. For one fleeting moment, we share the street until you avert your eyes. I blend into the night. Your fear keeps me awake when I lie on a sidewalk. I'm a homeless man, cast aside by your eyes. For a split second, gave me home.
There's the endless hunger of tormented souls,
salve only by baked bread scraps, time and death. We pass without notice or compassion. Thank you. Thank you.
Giving you more than enough time to be ready. Mm-hmm.